Hey guys, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Teresa.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
Welcome back to our podcast. We're here to give you more details on OK and Radar stories that you can't get enough of.
We'll be bringing you top stories, clearing up rumors, giving you special teases, and having guests to give us more gossip.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing Farrah's court appearance, Leah's pregnancy rumors, plus Kale and Javi are fighting again on Twitter. Teresa, our workload just got even heavier because MTV announced a new show.
I know. It's called Pretty Little Mamas. It looks like it's a mix between Teen Mom, Siesta Key,
Laguna Beach.
Yeah. I don't know why MTV is obsessed with pregnant people and rich people.
Maybe they just want to spread a message to their audience. They know. I mean, they had so much success with Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant. So I guess they just kind of want to stick to it.
And everyone loves Siesta Key, including me. Laguna Beach was such a big hit.
The Hills.
The Hills were so good. So yeah, I just think that they are just putting two of their most popular shows together to make one super show. The thing is, looks a little scripted to me.
It does. Just from the trailer, I have yet to watch the first episode, but just from the trailer, it does kind of look scripted.
I'm also confused. How did like five girls all get pregnant around the same time? It sounds like a pregnancy pact type of thing.
Yes, that was such a great movie. But I think it's the main girl and then all of her friends and people just moved into her town.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got from it. And there's, you know, there's a married one, one with two kids. So it just seems like they weren't friends in high school.
But how old are they? They all seem like they're in their like late 20s.
Yeah, I think they're 25. So now it's kind of interesting because we're going to see them balancing their careers and marriages and relationships, all of that. So it's kind of a little different from Teen Mom because I feel like these girls are already established.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's going to be different from Siesta Key because I feel like Siesta Key, Laguna Beach, not only are there babies, but they partied a lot. And
yes.
I feel like this, we're actually going to see like real life things. It's going to be more of like, I think, The Hills, like work, like you just said. And it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to watch it. The main girl reminds me of Kristen Cavallari.
She does.
So I loved her, so I'm excited.
Yeah, very, very excited. We will definitely be tuning in and discussing it, as always. But before we get started, we have a lot to discuss. Would you guys like to be featured on Teen Mom Time? So go to the App Store or Google Play and download Voice Bite. You guys can comment your questions, any concerns that you have for us using the hashtag Teen Mom Time. So make sure you do that as soon as possible.
I'm sure you guys have a lot of opinions and a lot of comments when you're listening to the podcast. So it's great to be more interactive and to see what you guys think.
Yes, we're excited to hear what you guys have to say. Getting into truth or tale, is Farrah Abraham going to jail? She had court yesterday. What happened?
So Farrah appeared in court yesterday in Los Angeles. Basically, they gave her a pretty good plea deal, and she said that she's refusing to take it. She still has time to decide if she wants to take it. But basically, the battery charge would be dropped, as well as the resisting the police officer. As we know, she was charged with battery for allegedly hitting a security officer. So if she took the deal, it would basically be 3 years probation, 26 classes of anger management, which I am sorry, but she needs.
Definitely.
Perform hours of community service and pay court fines. She also must agree to stay away from the Beverly Hills Hotel where the incident occurred. I don't think it's a bad deal.
It's definitely not.
I mean, she has two pretty bad charges against her, battery resisting an officer, and they would be dropped, and she would just have a misdemeanor for trespassing. I don't think that's bad at all. She's going to get no jail time. 3 years probation wouldn't be hard for her because she's really never in trouble.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, Ryan Edwards and Adam Lanz where they're constantly in trouble, so that's hard for them. So I honestly think that she should take it, but she exclusively told Radar after court that she does not plan on taking it. She's going to fight it because she doesn't think that she did anything wrong. And she thinks that she was targeted for her celebrity status. Did you actually see her live last night?
I did. I think
she's okay.
That's a very, very important question.
That should be the truth or tale question. Yes. Is Farrah okay?
Is Farrah okay?
Radar can exclusively report she is not.
Yes, we can. She's just, I just don't understand why she goes on Instagram Live and just says all these things.
Well, tell our listeners what she said because it was ridiculous.
So Farrah claims that the battery charge was dropped and she's going to get compensation for all the lies they are making up. Okay, Farrah.
So when she had gotten charged, I texted her and she told me to stop making up lies and that she was not charged. So she's in denial about this whole thing. I'm actually very surprised she went to court. And I think we need to discuss her attire.
It looked like she was going to a club. You cannot wear that and clear high heels. No.
I mean, that does not look good in front of a judge.
I have to say, even Janelle Evans has dressed better for court. Not always. Can't wear white jeans in court, but
I think she had pretty good court attire.
She does.
She wears her glasses sometimes.
She does wear her glasses. Farrah should have worn glasses. I think that definitely would have helped.
You know who has good court attire? Nathan Griffith.
Of course.
He always has a button down, yes. Dress pants.
Yeah, he's always well put together. He is ready to rock in court.
He is.
So, yeah, I think Farrah definitely needs to have, you know, take some pointers of what to wear in court because it's not appropriate.
Also, I love how she brought Sophia with her.
Yeah. Isn't Sophia supposed to be in school?
No, she does not go to school. She is homeschooled, but shouldn't she be homeschooled? The court hearing was what time? 8:30 a.m. in L.A.
Yes.
Leave her with the babysitter.
On a Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
It's summer, but I don't know when their schools start and stuff, but
a few of the kids already started school, though.
Yeah. Leave her with a babysitter. Yeah. She does not belong in court with her mother.
Why did you wake her up so early to watch you get charged with battery? Get out of here.
Yeah. What kind of example are you setting for her? But the outfit, Sophia being there, the live. Farrah is crazy. She is not okay.
So Farrah has time to decide if she wants to take this plea deal.
Take it.
Yes. If she decides not to, she's going to have to fight for her innocence. So she could be facing up to 18 months in prison.
Now, we were not there at the Beverly Hills Hotel. But from what we've read and the police documents, Farrah, you know, she's in a lot of trouble. She just needs to take this plea deal and just move on with her life. She needs to accept it.
She has a early deposition conference on September 21st. So we'll find out then what she decides to do. I think she should take it, though. I think it's a good deal. Yeah, I mean, having to take classes, having to pay fines, no one wants to do that.
I think Farrah's biggest upset with this whole thing, she has to stay away from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
That is probably something that she does not want to do. She's a celebrity. She needs to be there.
That's actually what her lawyer told Radar.
Of course.
The lawyer said she was clearly allowed and permitted into the hotel, so there was no reason to agree to that. Like, that's the part of this that you decide to comment on, that you can't go into the Beverly Hills Hotel.
You poor thing, Farrah. It's so tough being a celebrity.
I can literally hear her being like, I will take a year in prison if I can still go to the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what she's going to do. But Farrah, if you're listening, take the plea deal, move on with your life. You obviously need a couple classes here and there, and that's it.
Let's go into Teen Mom Top 3, Lauren.
Yes.
These are the top 3 stories of the week. Ryan Edwards is in serious debt.
Dun, 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 dun.
And no one is surprised.
Yeah, I was not surprised when you told me.
His wife revealed on a previous episode that he spent $10,000 a week on drugs.
Yes. That's insane.
That is insane. But it makes sense as to why he's so broke now, because all his MTV money went straight to drugs.
And I don't think he was working much when he was filming for Teen Mom. So he didn't have a steady job. So that was the only income. $40,000 a month. That's crazy. Because if you think about it, the girls probably make around $300K a season. Mm-hmm. That's what the Teen Mom 2 girls make. So the OGs might make even more.
I remember a source told Radar that the men actually make the same amount as the woman.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Amber fought for that.
Yes. Amber Porwood fought for that for Gary.
Yeah.
So sweet. That's very sweet. So he is making as much as me. So he is making as much as Macy is making.
Yeah.
So he's making a lot of money. A clerk for the Hamilton County Registrar of Deeds in Tennessee told us that he was hit with a federal tax lien of nearly $120,000 on March 27th, 2018. The clerk confirmed that it is currently unpaid.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
And he is not collecting the Teen Mom OG checks anymore. And Mackenzie is not either.
So what is there to do?
What is there to do?
Start a wedding planning business.
Yeah, so Mackenzie is now a wedding planner. So if anyone's planning a wedding, you know who to call. Mackenzie Edwards.
I mean, just watching her storybook wedding on Teen Mom.
What a dream.
Makes me want her to be my wedding planner. I mean, her husband was wasted the whole time. was screaming at her about money.
Yeah.
It looks good.
That looks like a fairy tale to me.
So yeah, the prices aren't too bad. I'm not really sure how much wedding planners make, but she's charging in between $150 to, I think, $1,500.
Yes, there's four different packages.
It's the chocolate chip.
Key lime pie.
Sprinkles.
I forgot the other one.
The Neapolitan.
But it's all dessert themed.
Yes, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, good for her.
Isn't a sprinkle smaller than a chocolate chip?
Yes.
Because that's the more expensive package, but it's okay. Anyway.
that is totally not important.
The most important thing is that you get peace of mind with each package. Yes,
thank God. The fact that she wrote peace of mind on each package, that's what a wedding planner is for. Of course I want a peace of mind. Like, I want peace. I want happiness. You don't need to write it.
And it's written in caps, just in case no one saw it's written in caps.
Yes.
All joking aside, though, good for her for making the initiative. I mean, she knows that they're in trouble. You know, Ryan is in debt. They're not getting an MTV paycheck anymore. They need to start working. I remember on last week's episode, we talked about how Ryan did have a job. You know, with his sobriety, with his legal troubles, he might have a little trouble getting a job at this point.
Yeah.
So I think it's great that Mackenzie took the initiative and, you know, was really trying. She's doing Instagram ads as well. So hopefully they're able to pay everything off and be okay financially. Yeah.
Yeah. I spoke with her about it, and she said she's really excited. The reason why she wasn't working was because she was raising her son, Hudson. So she kind of put this aside and just focused on him for the last 4 years. But now what's so interesting is she says she's booking for fall 2018. That's when she's having this baby. So she's starting a business, you know, because she put it aside for 4 years to raise her son, and now she's about to welcome another son.
That's a really good point. And if you look at the packages, she says in some of them that she'll be doing walkthroughs with you.
Yeah.
So it seems that if you're paying a lot of money, she's going to be very involved. So it's going to be a little hard if she's raising a newborn.
Yeah, raising a newborn or even 9 months pregnant, walking around with your wedding planner.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun. That doesn't sound like it will give me peace of mind.
That does not sound like peace of mind.
Yeah, so I would be like, is her water going to break? Is she going into labor? Do I need to take her? You know, so that is definitely, it's interesting now that she started it right before they welcome their new son.
I think she's going to have to focus more on the sprinkles and the chocolate chip packages.
Definitely. Yeah, just take the phone calls, give advice.
Yes, do like Skype conferences.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't take advice from her, but that's just my opinion. You would?
I mean,
Teresa, I'm very disappointed.
I'm not saying I would. I would never hire a wedding planner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think she'd be the worst one. I mean, her photographer for her wedding, Christian George, we actually interviewed her.
Gorgeous photos.
Yeah, a week or two ago. I mean, the photos are really beautiful.
I think that's the only thing I would listen is the photographer.
Is the photography? Yeah. I mean, I thought her wedding dress was pretty. The store looked nice that she went to.
Yeah. Okay, Teresa. Well, now we know who will plan your wedding.
Yes, I will call her.
Yes, call Mackenzie. Would you guys like to be featured on our show, Teen Mom Time? Download VoiceByte in the App Store or on Google Play to comment on all things Teen Mom. Using the hashtag Teen Mom Time, let us know all your thoughts. You guys know we have so many opinions, so we want to hear yours. So don't forget to do that.
Obviously, we see all of the comments you guys are writing on iTunes. And, you know, unfortunately, by the time we record the next episode, it's a little too late to respond. So, yeah, download the VoiceByte app. It's super easy. And we can talk to you guys a little more.
And have more fun.
Yeah.
Getting into the second biggest story of the week, is there a new Teen Mom 2 baby on the way? Leah posted this really cute photo. She looks stunning. I love Leah. She looks great. Fans spotted a baby bump in the picture, and everyone's now speculating that she's pregnant with her new boyfriend, Jason.
I don't think she's pregnant because I saw the photo, and I look more pregnant.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, she just had a little bump. It literally looks like she was bloated. Looks like she had a burrito or a bagel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She was just living the dream.
Yeah. I don't think she's pregnant. But, you know, if she was, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, as we've seen in the past, so many of these girls have rushed getting pregnant with new boyfriends, like Amber Portwood.
Men,
yes, men too. And, you know, Leah and Jeremy Calvert, her ex-husband, had a child pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, he seems like a really nice guy. He has his life together. He's a single father himself. It's not like he's, you know, 22 and in school and struggling. True. So if she's pregnant, good for her. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but I don't think she is.
I don't think she is, but she did say she denied pregnancy rumors. She's like, what the? I'm not pregnant. So I think the main problem was Kale. She kind of, you know, got the comments going.
What did Kale say?
She said, I see you, little baby.
So, why would she say that?
I think she was just saying because Leah's so tiny.
Oh, she's calling Leah baby.
Yeah, like little one, like little baby. Like she's just, because she's so little. Kale's like 8 feet tall and Leah's probably, what, 5 feet tall? So
I've never seen Kale say something like that. Have you?
Never.
That's like very like, that's uncharacteristic of her. Yeah, that's right. Like I thought Chelsea babies would say that.
Yeah, so very out of character for her. Very good point. But that's when I think fans just started speculating that Leah's pregnant. They're like, whoa, baby. As soon as they see that word with any of the Teen Mom stars, they're like, baby? Oh my God.
I think she's definitely going to have a baby with him if they like stay together.
I hope so.
Yeah?
Yes. I think Leah has overcome so much in her life.
Oh, yeah. I think she's made the biggest Teen Mom transformation.
Agreed. Amber's definitely up there. Amber Portwood.
Yeah.
Leah's definitely top.
I think Leah's top, yeah.
Yeah. Leah, I think, will always be top. We saw Leah hit rock bottom, and Leah now is glowing. She's living her standard. She has high expectations. Hashtag AAA. It's amazing. So I think if she did have a baby with this guy, I think it would be amazing.
Oh, man, what would she name it? You think she'd do the A-trend?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Hashtag A-A-A-A. A? Was that four?
Yeah, four.
I think, yeah, and I would love for her to have a boy.
Me too.
I know she's, you know, mom of girls. I would love to see Leah have a son.
Me too. Twitter was a little crazy last weekend. We thought that Javi and Kale were finally in a good place. Now that Brianna's out of the way, all the episodes have aired. And it looks like Kale is going back to trashing Javi.
Yeah, never going to stop.
It's never going to stop. Like, you're finally at a good place co-parenting. Javi's finally settled down. And you're continuing to bash him about things that happened 5 years ago.
Yeah, even she's now settled down. She's back with Chris. You're back with the love of your life. Why are you still talking about your ex-husband?
So what exactly did she say? Because I saw a few of the tweets, and then I saw some headlines. Looked like more tweets were posted. So what exactly did she say?
So it all happened because fans were saying that Javi would not be able to be dating any of these women without MTV. Valid point. You know, he's well-known. Yeah, he has some Instagram followers. He has a nice check. So Kale said that Javi actually lied to her, which we knew, and said, oh, I have no idea who you are.
When we didn't know that.
Yeah, when he went into the mall at the store that Kale was working at the time and had no idea who she was. She found out that he actually tweeted at her a week prior to that meeting moment, I guess. So a fan said, you know, why did you marry him still if you knew that he lied to you about pretending not to know you? And she said, which I think was kind of hurtful. And you said that too when we were texting over the weekend. She said, I was young and ignored red flags, apparently, what most would call desperate. How mean is that?
It's really sad because, you know, when we talk to Javi about their relationship, he always says, you know, there were good times.
Yeah.
There were a lot of good times. It wasn't all bad. I mean, they were together. They were married for nearly 4 years.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I remember the photos. I remember the videos. Like, they were in love.
Definitely.
And I get it that now that she's out of it and she's in this relationship with Chris Lopez, I get that maybe she has more of a connection with him and that she loves him, but it could be a different type of love.
Yeah.
And you don't need to downgrade Javi's love and say that it was out of desperation. I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think you were young. It's young love. I mean, I'm sure I've had a young love.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it a great love? No, it's not my great love, but like it was a type of love.
Yeah. You don't look back on it and regret it.
Right.
And say, oh, I was young and desperate. That's the only reason why I dated him.
Right.
No, I don't look back on my relationships and think that, you know, I was only desperate. No, it just happened.
And I'm sorry, but like, Javi didn't force you to marry him. Javi didn't force
preach,
you.
Preach, Teresa, preach.
Thank you. Javi didn't force you to have a kid with him.
Yes, girl.
You made those decisions on your own. You totally. Took those vows on your own. So I don't know why she's doing this now.
Yeah, I think that tweet, everything that you just said perfectly describes our point. Why are you saying this? Javi did not force you to do any of those things. And looking back on the show and all their photos, she was so happy. She doesn't want to admit it now because she thinks, oh, I have books. I'm so much more famous than you. I have a new man. She just thinks she's just a little bit higher than him now. And it's just, no, you still dated him. You were still married to him. You still made a commitment to him, quote unquote, commitment to him. So there's no need to go back and try to make excuses for that.
I think Javi handled the situation well.
Yeah.
Do you have the tweets of his response?
Yeah, he said something along the lines of, you know, we're grown now.
Yes.
That's in the past. It's for the birds. He always says that.
It's for the birds.
It's for the birds. That's a famous Javi quote. But he actually tweeted, you know, stop tweeting at me. We're grown. And he deleted it. And the fans were like, why did you delete that? He's like, why?
Yeah. Javi's
not really active on Twitter anymore because
he ghosted.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he just doesn't want to get involved with the drama because the fan that originally tweeted this at Kale and Javi, you know, oh, Javi can only get these girls because he's famous, was a, you know, just a fake account with a couple of followers. It was just a Teen Mom troll account, I guess you could say. So Javi just tries to avoid it. Kale, however, she definitely feeds into it more. You see her like responding and saying, oh, if he cheated, I cheated, you know, why? Just let it go. And then you complain that people have these thoughts about you. Just let it go.
It's like last night when she was watching the fight with Brianna and she was tweeting all about it. And then she was like, by the way, I'm 100% over it. But you're not, though, because Brianna didn't tweet about it.
Yeah. Can we also say, you know, at the very, very end, were you still up when the next week's preview rolled? At the very end of the show.
I think so.
Yeah. When Javi actually said, you know, when they hooked up after they did
the podcast
episode. Yeah, you were still awake. So Javi said, I guess Dr. Drew wanted to ask, you know, how they rekindled the romance for one night. Javi said, Kale was the one said, let's go upstairs.
That was only in February. That is crazy.
Yeah. And she just sat there. She was like, okay.
So, wait, hold on. I'm confused. So I thought that it was out of desperation.
Yeah.
But then why are you asking him to come upstairs?
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh. Good point. You know, she just constantly runs her mouth. She's just upset that Javi moved on.
Yeah.
She never wanted to see him move on with someone else. And now he started this whole new life with Lauren.
He has a new house.
Yeah.
Him and Lauren are expecting a baby boy together.
Yeah.
There should be an engagement pretty soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but likely they'll get engaged eventually. They'll get married eventually. Lincoln seems to love Lauren.
Yeah.
Javi has told us that in the past. So I think maybe, you know, it is a little bit of, you know, she doesn't want him to move on and be so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, remember V? She hated V.
Yeah.
Joe Rivera's girlfriend. Now she loves V. Sometimes. So, you know, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
I think with Joe, though, Joe was so different because he never really wanted Kale. Him and Javi are so different. They have completely different personalities. Javi craves love and craves attention.
As Dr. Drew said last night, he's a sex addict.
Yeah, so
and a love addict.
Yeah, he like needs to just constantly beg for someone's love. And Kale needs for someone to beg for her love.
Oh, that's a good point.
So with Joe, he said to her that she doesn't even deserve sunlight. So Joe never really wanted her.
Yeah.
Javi did.
Yeah.
And now that Kale kind of lost that chase, she was just like, oh my God, wait, no. Like, I still want you to want me. That's Kale's problem. And now Javi doesn't want her. He wants Lauren. And Kale's like, boo hoo hoo. Mic drop.
You should have been co-hosting with Dr. Drew last night.
Thank you.
Because that's a very good point.
Yeah. I feel like we know them better. We love Nessa, but we should have been on that couch with Dr. Drew.
Definitely. Speaking of last night's episode, let's go right into it. I'm a little over the Kale and Brianna fight.
Oh,
I really don't
want
to talk about it. If you want to talk about it, we can. But I'm so over it. I mean, Kale wanted to hit Brianna, but the cameras were in the room, so she couldn't. Brianna wanted to hit Kale, but the cameras were around, so she couldn't. Same thing. That's been going on for months.
Yeah. We've known about it. We've been talking about it for months. Yeah, they showed some more footage last night, which was scary. Brianna screaming her head off, which was made me go deaf. It was so loud. But yeah, it's just watching it, I was sitting there saying, this is a show about motherhood. This is a show to teach audiences what happens when you have unprotected sex when you're 16.
You get into a fight with someone who's dated your ex-husband, so don't get pregnant.
Yeah, these are not the lessons that MTV wanted to teach from the beginning. So why are we showing this?
And I also want to say, I think that Kel and Brianna are both accusing each other of the same thing, as in, you know, oh, she was too scared to fight me. She had to do with the cameras around. Both of you put yourselves in situations where you tried to fight the other with cameras around. If you really wanted to fight each other, you would have said, meet me outside, meet me at this location. Ooh. You
know what I mean? Meet me in the parking lot.
Yeah. So it's just, it's so juvenile.
Yeah.
And I think they both need to drop it. Even Brianna said it. She's like, I see Kel twice a year.
Yeah.
We could have just been civil, wouldn't have talked to each other, both done our jobs, and that would have been it. There was no need for this drama. Let's move on. I'm over it.
Yeah. Teresa said last night, texted me, I am so over this fight. I was like, ooh. Teresa's over it, so we got to move on.
We do recaps. I do a recap for Radar. She does a recap for OK. And yeah. I was like, I am not making this the headline, Lauren.
Yeah. Teresa put her foot down and sorry, MTV. Teresa is over it. So let's get into Babs.
Yes.
Talking about David and Janelle and how Janelle's not okay.
That was my headline.
Yes, that was your point. That was really, really scary.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying because it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, for those who didn't watch on Monday night, Barbara said that she is scared that David is going to come to her house and kill her. David, as we know, is a little gun crazy. He's very supportive of guns. He teaches his children how to use guns. You know, he's never pulled out a gun on anyone like his wife Janelle did in the road rage incident on the season finale. But, you know, David does have anger issues. So I think Babs has a very valid point as to why she's nervous, that if they get into a fight, he can just snap and, you know. Do that, and it's scary.
Yeah, we saw him. Do you remember when the police showed up at their house and he said, oh, your ex Nathan probably called. I'm going to break his head open or break his skull. Something so scary. He definitely has anger issues. He should not be carrying around these guns like this. And I think Babs was right. She should have her concerns. I'm shocked that Babs doesn't have a restraining order against him. You know, she hates him so much.
Maybe because he's never actually threatens her.
Yeah.
Like, I think threatening someone on a reality show is different. He never actually threatened her on the reality show.
Never threatened her, but do you remember when they went to the restaurant and they stalked her?
Yes.
And they were taking the photos of her and they said she was claiming she was drinking and driving, and she freaked out.
Yeah.
I would have filed a restraining order then, Babs. Yeah. Maybe Babs just wants the best because she genuinely wants a relationship with Janelle.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's her daughter. She wants to be there. She has these adorable grandchildren. She even said she was really upset that she was not invited to Janelle's wedding.
She doesn't even know Ensley.
Yeah. She, you know, even Kaiser now. She knew Kaiser when he was a little baby.
She probably knows him a little. Maybe when Doris has him, maybe she visits him. Yeah. I don't know if she does, but I can see that happening because her and Doris are so close.
Yeah.
But, I mean, has she ever even met Ensley?
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe just in passing for drop-offs.
Yeah, she's in the car, yeah.
Yeah, but has she ever held her, you know, gave her a cookie, you know, bought her something, gave her $3?
Yeah.
Like grandmas are supposed to do.
Yeah.
So it's really sad, and you can see that. You know, Janelle's wedding was almost a year ago, last September, and Babs is still talking about it, that she wasn't invited.
The day of the wedding, I believe. Yeah, the day of the wedding, I called Barbara, and she told me that she was so upset that she went away with her girlfriends.
Oh.
Because she didn't. Yeah, because she didn't want to be home knowing that only, you know, 30 minutes away her daughter's getting married. And she was crying on the phone and she was really upset. And, you know, I feel really bad for her.
I do. And I think, you know, for Nathan and Doris to be behind Babs, and also Nathan's girlfriend seems to love her, I think it's really important. And I think it might be helping her knowing that she's not alone. That she has these concerns for Jace and Kaiser and Ensley. She's not alone. She has these people backing her up. Nathan was even shocked over the whole gun incident with Jace.
Yes.
So, you know, Babs definitely has to support. So I'm really happy she has that. She's very lucky.
I'm looking forward to next week's episode where we sit down with Janelle, because I'm very curious to see how she's going to go about defending David.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see what she has to say. She never really came out with a jaw-dropping statement. The only thing she said was David didn't understand Twitter.
And Dr. Drew asked her that really crazy question on the reunion.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see how she responds to these.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Drew, I'm glad he brought these questions, you know, bringing up the Twitter rant.
Did you get this impression last night? I feel like Dr. Drew was so over it.
Yes. He was just kind of like sassy.
Like he was just like sitting back in his chair.
Yeah. As Kale's like, I love Chris, which we will get to. And he was like, love? Okay. Like he just.
He's like, that's the addict talking.
Yeah. Yeah. He just was not holding back. No. I think, you know, he's like, I've known you guys for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he knows how to read them. Yeah. I think the girls should definitely use Dr. Drew more. If I was them, I mean, Kaylin used to call him.
Yeah, Tyler and Kaylin really take advantage of it. And I think that's great. And like, Dr. Drew was kind of hinting that Kale has a type of anger issue.
Yeah.
You know, because she threatened to fight both Brianna and Janelle. So yeah, I think he's just over it. And yeah, I'm glad that he's kind of giving them tough love a little bit.
Yeah, they definitely need that tough love. Speaking of tough love, Kale. Kale saying that she's still in love with Chris and how it was a different type of love. That was really interesting to hear because the past few seasons, all we've really seen is her crying over him.
Wait, to go off your point before, it just clicked for me. So does she love Chris because Chris is playing hard to get and he's not giving her the attention Javi gave her?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's all these three men are completely different. Which is interesting.
Yeah, no,
they're,
it is.
They're all just, their personalities are just so different. So for Kale to have like different types of love, like Joe was her first love. Javi was God knows what, desperate love.
Yeah.
Chris is her first true love. She's just chasing him and chasing him and chasing him.
And you can't even say like, he's such a good father. That's why I love him. I mean, he could be a good father.
Yeah,
but
now.
Now, yeah. But in the beginning, he wasn't around. She even said he only sees us on 4 hours supervised visits a week.
Yeah. And
that's nothing.
And we saw on like the whole season preview last night how at one point she felt like she was passing Lux off to a stranger.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, that's his dad, but I feel like I'm just giving him to a complete stranger. Right. So this entire season, we saw that, you know, he wasn't the best dad he could be. So maybe now, he was at his first birthday. She uploaded a picture of them together this weekend. So maybe things have changed since they're back together.
I want to see Kale happy. I really do.
Same.
I hope that it works out with Chris. I hope that, you know, he's changed and he comes around. And I hope they're really back together and that she gets the love that she always wanted.
Yeah, agreed.
I just want to bring up one point from Monday night's episode that I thought was super interesting. When she said that Javi was initially supposed to go to Disney with Lauren, which we knew.
Yes. Oh, my God. We totally forgot about this.
And that he ended up bringing Brianna and that Kale messaged Lauren and said that she wasn't ready to meet Lincoln.
Yeah. Or Isaac, too.
Or Isaac.
She said, you know, you're not qualified. Or was that what she said?
Was the word qualified?
It was something.
I don't think it was like, qualified, but
it was a word.
It was a word, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I texted you. Oh, snap.
As is that why you said
snap? That's why I said, oh, snap.
I was a little behind, so I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, our teams are a little bit behind. Yeah. Ahead, yeah. So that's when I said, oh, snap. She said something, and I was like, wow, that's what you messaged her? That's what you messaged Javi's brand new girlfriend? No wonder why they broke up.
if she messaged me that, I would have been like, oh, my God, Javi, look at what she said.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would have, like, cried.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I feel like Kale was, like, throwing mad shade at her.
She was, and, like, poor Lauren. Like, I've spoken to Lauren. She's the sweetest girl.
Yeah.
I genuinely...
Southern Belle.
Yeah. I really think that she just fell in love with Javi. You know, they met at a wedding. It was their best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And it was so organic the way they met. It wasn't like, you know, she seeked him on social media.
Yeah, on Tinder or Bumble, whatever he's on.
And Javi's told us in the past, like, there's a, you know, Lauren is like the one. Lauren's like a different love. And
yeah.
There's something about
all these
her.
Different loves that we're learning about.
Many loves.
Learn about pregnancies. We learned about like 84 different types of love. Like, no, it's true. Even on Kale's podcast, she was like, I have no reason to meet Lauren. But you
kind of do. You do. Maybe Lincoln's half sibling.
Yeah. And I think it's important for you to have that relationship that you have with V.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember that video when they were in the car driving, singing Kale and V?
Yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Kale just walks into their house. Yeah. Hey, what's up? You know, I think it's really important that you have that relationship with Lauren.
I agree. And, you know, I don't think it's fair. I really don't think Lauren has done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Any decision that you may not agree with is because of Javi, and you should take it up with Javi. She's going to be in Javi's life forever now. Yeah. So hopefully they can have some type of relationship. I don't see Lauren as being like a Mackenzie to where she's going to like eat up the show and you know, want all the drama. I think she's going to be kind of like an Ashley, Nathan's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think so. And like a V. You know?
She'll be there. She'll be an important part in Javi's storyline if he continues. But I don't think she'll be like a Mackenzie Edwards.
Yeah. On this week's Teen Mom Tease, another Teen Mom star is selling their home. It's so crazy because I feel like each star has moved into a new home once a year. And I feel like the process isn't that simple. I feel like it's kind of complicated. So I don't know how they buy and sell so often.
Especially now, we won't give away which Teen Mom star it is. But this time in their life, it's not very easy. They have a lot going on, a lot to prep for. So I can't even imagine how crazy it is.
If you want to find out who is selling their beautiful home, and if you have money to buy it,
you're interested,
check out RadarOnline.com to find out.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Make sure you check back with us next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye.